to Smoke Out Saturdays number 19, I think. We're back. We're back at it. And we're also gonna be celebrating our 2-year anniversary with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, grab your smoking essentials.
Grab your wine coolers.
Grab your drinks. Grab your slurshies.
Slurshie.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
A slurpee and a slushie.
A slurshie. You just invented that.
I know. Was it trying to? And, yeah, let's get into it. So, first up is daily news. I don't know why we're doing that on a Saturday. I just figured we could talk about one big thing going on in the news right now.
Maybe you think we should just skim it past the things, or you want to talk about it?
You know the guy that killed, not the guy, but the cop that killed George Floyd?
Yeah, that's a headliner.
Yeah, he got 22 years in prison, right?
They said 22 and a half.
22 years. And a half years.
He
definitely should have gotten longer, or some, you know, or life or something, because he literally took someone's life. You know, and he didn't follow regular, like, protocol, I feel.
Let's see, he had a lawyer, so they talked the sentence down to 22.
Of course.
He's lucky. So then,
I just feel like the full, you know, justice was not served.
No.
A good portion of it was, but, you know. And plus, he's probably going to have so much protection while he's in prison.
He would want to, but see, look at it this way. He's going to go, right? And then after a certain amount of years, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, you can get parole. Unless they said he's ineligible for parole already. I don't know whether they did or not.
Well, they haven't mentioned it, so it's probably not even a thing yet.
You and your straw.
Sorry. What do you want me to do? I'm trying to get the ice down to the liquid.
Well, that's literally the top headliner.
Well, yeah. And now, we'll move on to something fun, which is spin the wheel.
And what are we spinning on the wheel today?
We have our option of a shot from this wine cooler. A wax bowl and the challenge, which is 3 bong hits back to back.
Okay, so wait a minute.
So,
spin that wheel.
So sorry, guys. Why was that so loud?
At least it wasn't close to the microphone.
It echoed in my ears. So.
Like, why are you guys yelling?
Right. Exactly. So you get it.
Yeah.
You get
gotta
it.
Break the awkward silence with something sometimes.
You get it. Alright, let's spin the wheel.
You're already holding the bong. Like you're ready to go. Let's see. And you landed on 3 hits, so go ahead and toke up, mommy.
So, is it appropriate to bring the Santa Cruz Shredder Grinder to Santa Cruz and use it?
A Santa Cruz?
The Santa Cruz Shredder, the grinder?
I don't remember what that is.
Remember our biodegradable grinder?
The cookies grinder?
Yeah, it's a Santa Cruz one.
I didn't know.
Sometimes I feel like when I'm telling him something or I'm speaking to him, the words just smack him in the face. They're not actually registering inside of the brain, inside of the head. It's not in the dome. Because he'll be looking at me like, what did you just say? And I'm like, bro, the words.
No.
Hear the words. Oh, come on, babe. I'm just teasing you.
Anyways, you gotta take 3 bong hits.
Okay, well, why don't you talk to them about something, you fucking brat?
I am not a fucking brat, okay?
Aren't you the baby of the family?
You are.
Aren't we both babies of the family?
You are. Talking
about you. No, see, he does that dumbass shit where he'd be like, yeah.
I don't remember doing that, but okay.
I lost my train of thought. But yeah, one minute you'd be like, you know, oh, I'll call you out on something. And y'all turn around and talk about me when we're not talking about me. We're talking about me.
Definitely talking about you right now.
Well, no, you're talking about you. I have to clean this bong again. Should I bring this one to Santa Cruz or should I bring Princess? I try every Princess, huh? She's smaller.
That sounds like a better idea.
Well, I mean, we brought this, like, all the way to Trinidad.
I'm just like, you know what? What if you had a smaller plastic bong?
That would involve us buying a bong, and I didn't want to buy another piece for another vacation when we already have 2 pieces. I mean, I could bring my elephant bubbler, because it's literally, like, silicone, but I don't really like it. And it also reminds me of bad times. So, I'd rather have a bong for vacation while we're smoking in our room. I mean, you know me, I can't smoke blunts for 3 days. That's gonna kill me. One blunt every once in a while, but I'm more of like a bong hit type of girl, and I'm definitely gonna wanna take some bong hits before dinner, so I guess I'll just bring Princess, and I'll bring the cleaner, you know? Because it doesn't take much to clean that bong, and she does hit. I just like this one. I'm gonna leave her at home, though. That was one.
Come on, number 2.
This is Slurricane, by the way.
Hey, she's smoking my weed.
You said I could.
Okay, well, if you don't like that, Trump train driver sued by Biden bus passengers. Cool. Wendy's is officially testing a spicy meatless black bean burger.
Sounds kind of good, actually. 2.
Daytona Beach officer shot in the head in shocking body cam footage.
Oh my God.
U.S. government prepares to issue landmark report on UFOs. 50 Cent on Young Buck. Why didn't he say he was gay? Wait, why he didn't just say he was gay? I mean, because that's his business, I guess.
Right.
Oh my God, this story. In poor taste, Kodak Black celebrates birthday with a Kobe-inspired helicopter. That was just, like, we saw what you were trying to do. But, dude.
Alright, your turn to spin the wheel. I just took 3 bong hits in a row.
And 3 hits for me. Cool. Alright, well, you keep the stories going, and I'll keep the hits going. Damn, that was 3 hits. That was like a whole sesh.
I packed them big. But there is, you know, your weed's in there. You can blend up some more.
Wow.
The godfather of Korean tacos is betting big on a plant-based future. Obese pot-bellied pig on the road to recovery after being abandoned in Las Vegas heat.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this pig's huge, too.
Damn, that's almost like the one we've seen in the... in your picture.
Like, we have... Not we. They.
They.
The pig.
Yeah, don't make it sound like we did that shit. They're gonna be coming after us.
Because you said the photo, so it just threw me off.
We abandoned the pig. Okay? Not they.
See, you just said it.
I just said it.
Koi LaRae graduates high school, celebrates with Republic Records CEOs.
Wait, she did what?
She graduated high school.
Koi LaRae was still in high school?
That was on Thursday.
Dude, who knew she was still in high school?
14 hours ago, Sacramento police investigate deadly shooting in Del Paso Heights area.
Oh, Lord. That had to have been last week, right?
It says 14 hours ago.
Holy fuck.
I'm trying to, tell you. On Thursday, McDonald's testing new drive-through feature that could eliminate jobs. On Thursday, Virgil Abloh channels Canal Street for legit bootleg Louis Vuitton crossed with Nike Air Force Ones.
Yeah, his off-white, you know, the off-white shit.
On Thursday. How to make an old Cuban the elegant and complex rum and champagne cocktail.
That's two, fam.
4 hours ago, FDA adds a warning to COVID-19 vaccines about risk of heat inflammation. Inflammation of it.
Oh, I see. Damn. Heat inflammation? I never heard of that shit. Are you high and you hear some shit? Heat inflammation? What the fuck? He's got a lot of that. No.
On Thursday, Conan's old pal Homer Simpson stopped by to conduct his TBS exit interview. On Thursday, Election Day should be a day off, U.S. President Joe Biden says.
You can spin the wheel now.
Okay, let me just read this thing about the pelicans. On Thursday, these two gay pelicans have been in love for 18 years and counting.
What?
And they're hella cute, too.
They actually have a picture, too.
Go to the wheel.
Wow. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, I might actually do that.
It says,
make your own version of Tyler, the Creator's Call Me If You Get Lost cover with the official album art generator.
Hmm.
Yeah? No? Okay. Well.
Wheel spin.
Wheel. Spin the wheel. It's not doing the noise. Do the noise. And guess what it landed on again, baby?
I can't do it again.
Ugh, well.
It hurts.
It's your wheel.
I can't do it.
Well, just pack yourself a bowl and hit three times.
It's out, though. Here, can you pack this platinum? Because that fucking hurricane or slurricane hurts. Oh, tell them what your anonymous friend person gave you today.
I don't know if we could talk about that.
Just tell them what they gave you. I didn't disclose who they were. I said anonymous person. Friend.
I know, but I'm like, is this even... Can we talk about this?
Don't tell them the name, I guess. Just tell them what it is.
Chocolate bar? An edible chocolate bar?
With what? What's in it?
Psychedelic mushrooms?
Yeah, you can talk about that.
Is that even legal?
It's on YouTube.
Does that mean it's legal?
if there are people 19 years old taking shrooms and their shit ain't getting taken down, us being the legal age. That doesn't mean
shit.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, it's fine. We're not taking it. We're not actually sure what to do with it at all. Or how we're going to get rid of it. Because, yeah,
literally.
Because we don't take shrooms or anything like that. But
well, for the record, no, it's not legal in California, so.
Yeah, I'm not saying that or anything.
But like she said, we ain't consumed it or nothing.
Yeah, no.
I guess she thought it was interesting.
I just thought it was interesting to mention just because there are a lot of people that do enjoy psychedelics and it has healing purposes for mental health. So, I guess it's not all super scary or anything like that. Just no. not our thing. But I personally never tried it. But it's just not my thing. I'm not interested in trying it either. So, we're actually trying to figure out how we're going to get rid of it. But the person that gave it to him was actually, you know, it's thoughtful of the person. And that's all I'm going to say. And I just thought the packaging looks really cool. It's kind of like, it's like shiny. And it's like...
The packaging is definitely appealing.
Yeah, the packaging is like shiny. And it's got like this like purple, like metallic-y type of sheen to it. And
it's like a melting green toad riding a
Yoshi. Yeah, it's just kind of fun looking. And I do think it's cool that they're putting... They're breaking down psychedelics into edibles like chocolate bars and such because then people can microdose their psychedelics. Because, you know, if you don't know how to microdose, it can be dangerous. So for people that do enjoy taking psychedelics, whether they enjoy just taking them or they're taking it for mental health purposes, microdosing with a chocolate bar can be helpful. Don't you think so, babe?
And just make sure you're doing it where it's legal. And by the way, we don't condone it.
No, but if you I was just saying, babe, don't you think, like she said,
you should microdose it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, don't you think the chocolate bar type of thing is, like, actually helpful for people that partake in that because they can microdose?
I guess it all depends on,
Well, think about it. If they wanted to, I guess, help with, deal with their depression, right? They say that psychedelics, they help with depression episodes for like 3 months at a time. So if, you know, they ate like, you know, maybe one piece of chocolate that day, they would probably be in a pretty good mindset.
I don't know how shrooms work.
It makes you feel pretty good for about 3 months after your trip. Like,
I've seen people trip balls off of shrooms.
No, that's after your trip. Like, you're not depressed for like 3 months. Like, if you have really bad depression, like, you can go through a 3 month period of just being not depressed, feeling pretty good, you know, being happy.
So, where did you learn this?
It's research. I took a drug and alcohol class in college.
I know that.
So I learned it. I was just asking
where you learned it from.
I learned it in college, and I also did some research online because I had to do that while I was going to school. I also had a few books, you know, And, you know, I still have my college books. So, yeah, I'm not just pulling this crap out of my ass, you know, I'm not just giving wrong information.
Don't get all defensive.
I'm not getting defensive. I just feel like you get a little...
All I did was ask a simple question.
No, not that. I was talking about before when you were like, oh, is this legal? Can we talk about this? And it's like, you know...
I mean, it's like not legal. I know. And now it's on the airwaves. So...
Okay, but it's like as many fucking things that are on the internet, bro... Talking about a little snippet about something that we're not even fucking taking, that we're not giving to anyone that listens to our shit, like, none of that. We're not telling them where to get it. We're not telling them You know, like, yeah, we're not doing all that crap. We're not doing anything bad.
Okay, well, we're in possession of something illegal. So there you go.
Which we are getting rid of because we do not want it.
We'll flush it down the toilet, but then all the alligators are going to get high.
Like I said, babe, I'm pretty sure there is someone out there that will want it.
I'll throw it in a dumpster.
Okay. Oh no, that's more dangerous. Because someone who is homeless may not read the package.
Okay, well then we're just gonna burn it.
And I guess
we could do that. It has to be destroyed.
I guess we could do that. What about the garbage disposal?
I don't know. We wanna try it? Should we do it for the podcast?
No, because my garbage disposal is hella loud. Come on, y'all.
What's the crowd have to say about that?
No.
Should we do it, you guys?
Why don't we just look up how to properly dispose of chocolate?
I'm just going to crumble it up and throw it in that trash right there.
Okay.
Should we look at it?
No.
Why not?
Because...
all illegal things aside, yes.
It's gone now. Sorry for the short break. Well, it wasn't a break for you guys, but we had paused and took a break and disposed of the unwanted chocolate. Right, babe?
Illegal chocolate. And that's what this episode should be called.
No, that's even worse than us talking about it. You all scared and worried.
I just didn't want to talk about it. I didn't want to talk about it. Because, actually, you know what? That's against the guidelines on Anchor.
Oh, my God.
We just violated.
Ain't pot against it, too?
No.
We talked about... Illegal drugs. Yes. And it hasn't gotten taken down.
That's crazy.
Babe, none of the episodes that we have put out there have gotten taken down. And we don't have a filter, okay?
There's no copyright strikes. We're pretty controversial.
So I'm like, I don't know what you're worried about.
Who says I'm worried?
Well, it's the way you
it's
act.
It's precaution. Precautious. I mean, I'm acting precautious. I'm pretty cautious, motherfucker.
Here.
You gotta take your hits. No.
Oh my God.
No. What is it called?
I was gonna throw a bong at you, but then I was like, that's not a good idea.
Violence. She always resorts to violence.
It would have broke though if I threw it at him.
So you choose violence.
No, I don't. Look at Max.
Max is like, are you guys done arguing and being weird? Well, we gotta keep the stories going while you do this. So, Kanye's suing Walmart over virtually indistinguishable knockoffs of his bum Yeezy shoes. Yeah, I mean, those are, like, spot on. You can't even tell the difference.
My baby.
Would you be able to tell the difference? You know, Walmart was selling them for like $10.
There's definitely a difference.
The color, but other than that...
No. Look at the fucking shoe. Look at this, and look at this big-ass whale.
That's just...
This is a fish, babe, this is a whale.
Baby, that's just... That's not even like a real size comparison.
Somebody fish, just copy and whale, paste it. Fish, whale.
Okay, you.
The bottom loops are spaced apart differently. The pattern is also a little different.
They said they copied them to the T. And Kanye wants his money.
Well, no offense, but Kanye is kind of a whiny little bitch anyway. And he really shouldn't be fucking bitching about some fucking Walmart shoes when he makes more money than fucking Walmart's.
Well, actually, I don't know if he actually makes more money.
I'm pretty sure he does, because he sells out of his shoes in, like, an hour. Sometimes less than that. When he puts out, like, one pair of shoes, bro. Like, half the time, you can't even go look at them because but they're not up on
there. He's going through Adidas, though. He has to pay them and lawyers and all that shit.
Okay, well, maybe not more money than, like, the corporate of Walmart, but, like, one singular maybe one Walmart store or two. He is making way more. And plus, he has music that he makes money off of as well. So, and it's like, what the fuck are you bitching about?
I haven't seen And it's those not just shoes that
he makes money off of. He makes money off of his fashion, like, the clothing. So, I'm like, yeah, you're kind of just bitching and... you know, bothering people that you just really shouldn't be bothering. And he's probably just trying to do this type of shit right now to be fucking relevant because he went through that dumbass divorce with Kim.
Here.
And he wants to still be relevant.
Give me that.
Because right now, they're just like, oh, you're divorced with Kim. And it's like, yeah, just focus on your relationship that you're with right now, that female, whoever that is, some model or something. But yeah, just focus on that shit, right? And, you know, just go about your day, keep working on your shit. Why are you sitting here worried about what the fuck Walmart is doing?
He's mad that they're selling his shoes.
They're not selling his shoes, though, because dead ass, if you go to Walmart and buy that fucking dumbass, ugly-ass shoe, and then go on his website and buy his dumbass, ugly-ass shoe, and then you get them shipped to your house, and you put one on one foot and one on the other, bet you gon' see a guaranteed fucking difference. Not only in color, but the shoe in general. They're not selling his shoe. They are selling a Walmart shoe.
It's the knockoff.
They're selling. They're selling a Walmart space croc. But that's what they're selling.
Then at the same time,
they're not selling a Yeezy knockoff. They're selling a Walmart space croc.
They sell other knockoff shoes, like shoes with Vans. Like similar designs.
They sell knockoff Vans. They Jordans, sell knockoff all types of shit. Exactly. So at the end of the day, I am everybody. Right. He's just being whiny.
Actually, they've been copying the little 350 design.
He being whiny at the end of the day. Like I told you, he being whiny. I don't know why you're defending this man when you know he's just crazy. How am I
defending him?
Because you're like, oh, they're copying too cheap.
I said that's what they said. See, you always making me sound like the bad guy.
Doesn't it make for a great show?
No.
Oh.
It probably does. It's probably good for ratings, too.
Actually, you know what's funny? Is that there's some episodes that I've listened to, and, like, you've made me sound like the bad guy, and I was like, oh, dang, that was, like, a juicy episode. Like, and I'll be like, oh, that's crazy. I think we're really funny, though.
That's literally what they do on
Because
the
we're not actually,
TV.
Like, arguing, you know? Because it's like we're not debating. Mad at, right, because we're not mad at each other right now. Like, we're fine. But everyone listening is probably like, oh, shoot, they mad.
Yeah, we do this shit, like, 24 hours a day.
Oh, my God.
R. Kelly taken to Brooklyn Detention Center from Chicago to await federal trial.
Oh, hoo-hoo. I do have one question.
Shed some light.
It's not light. It's a little dark.
Shed some dark.
But you know Bill Cosby, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's his current, like, situation? Like,
don't he got, like, life in prison or some shit like that?
He's still in there? Like, honestly, I haven't heard anything about him in so long. I have no idea. But I figured I would ask you, because you brought up R. Kelly and his situation. And he has, like, a trial coming up, so I'm like, what's going on with this guy? Does he have another trial coming up or whatever? Or, like, does he have something else going on? I don't know.
William Henry Cosby Jr.
I just want to apologize, though, for any, like, extra background noise. I can't really do anything about it. Oh.
He's denied parole.
Okay, so he's denied parole, so he's still locked up. That answers my question.
Maybe we'll play some Candyland on Talking with Candyland.
Oh, we can make it a stoner game.
Bill Cosby is sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison for sexual assault.
Oh my goodness.
Oof. Yeah, that's dark. The Harder They Fall, Western stars Idris Elba, your man crush. Regina King is the best of Black Hollywood. 19-pound miniature horse abandoned by mom finds loving home with 3 French bulldogs in San Diego. Look at this little guy. Tiny horse. DaBaby was called out. This generation's Ludacris, My Lil Duval, and rap fans are sounding off. How do you feel about that? Do you think DaBaby is like Ludacris? I feel like they're two completely different people with 2 different kinds of flow.
That's
maybe,
how I feel about it too.
Maybe like some of the things he did were inspired, maybe.
No, I don't even see a coincidence though. I see him as just 2 different fucking people.
Like, how do you get, I can't even remember none of the baby's lyrics right now.
Except for Let's Go.
Let's Go. I don't remember Ludacris saying shit like that. Was he? He did say some shit like that. Huh? So Let's Go. He did.
I bet he said some other dumbass shit. Right.
Oh my god. Ludacris, if you're listening to this, don't punch us with your giant fist.
And if you, not you, if anyone else is listening to this, wish us a fucking happy anniversary.
And we got the Cash App. And what you call that joke?
Oh, yeah, if y'all want to send us, like, you know, $10, $15 for, you know, a drink while we're out for our anniversary, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, maybe we'll go live and see if y'all want to leave a tippy. They let you go live on Facebook, right?
We've gone live once, yes.
Okay, cool.
And it hasn't affected anything, I don't think. As far as I know. But, wait, you want to go to the, I don't know, because we're kind of on a budget.
Budget over here.
And I really wanted to go to brunch while we're out there, but then the bar sounded fun too. But I'm also like, you know what? Ooh.
That was an explosion.
I'm like, Yuri and Max probably aren't going to enjoy the bar very much, because it's probably going to be a little crazy, a little noisy.
Yeah, they're probably just going to be laying there with their mouths open.
Well, Yuri will probably just be freaking the fuck out. Max will be sleeping in the carrier, like, shut up, Yuri, just go to bed, you know? Mm. And, you know, I feel like it's probably better if we just take him to brunch. Because we can hook Yuri's harness up to the carrier, so he can sit in the carrier. And then Max can probably sit in your lap or in, like, a chair or something, you know?
Right.
Because Yuri's too big to share the carrier with Max.
Too bad, so sad. How many hits did you take? 1, right?
No, I took like 2, but I'm good.
Come on, you gotta take the third one. Spin the wheel.
I'm done. Babe. What's spin the wheel? I'm not feeling too hot.
Come on, just 1 more. This is for the show. Look at how small that is. Come on.
No.
Destroy it. Mm-mm. Kill it.
I'm fine.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Fine. She forfeits the game.
I'm too fucked up, dude.
She forfeits the game. I'm gonna spin the wheel right now.
You act like I don't smoke enough on this show when I smoke the most on this show.
But it's for the game.
It's fucking platinum OG.
Okay, wax.
How come you got the wax?
Do you want to spin again?
I wanted the wax.
It might land on wax again.
Guys, this...
Here, you spin it.
The strain Krispy Kreme helps with fatigue, bro. This shit's amazing. I love it. I was gonna take a dab earlier on Snapchat with y'all, but I fucking lost my torch. I don't know where it went. And it's bothering the hell out of me that I can't find it, because I really wanted to take a dab with you guys on Snapchat. And I can't find my torch, so I've just been putting the wax on top of my bowls. I know it's not the best thing to do, because it, like, clogs up your shit, but I got some bong cleaner. It'll be fine. I clean my bongs pretty often. As long as I have cleaner. But, yeah. What's next?
The last segment.
Our last segment is...
Yawns.
Randonautica. And why is it not so popular now?
Why do you think it's not popular?
I figured I'd ask you first while I get this bowl set up.
Because it's boring now, and it literally leads you to nothing.
I feel like...
It's like, it's some weird-ass geograph shit that gets people...
I feel like, in reality...
Them developers know what they do.
It's not popular anymore, because... The app was under... developed to begin with.
It's the same with YouTube or any other app you use, though. You know, them developers know what they're doing.
And not to mention...
And algorithms change and shit.
They just, yeah, they be fucking up, you know?
Yeah, like, okay, if we went on Randonautica right now...
And but it's also dangerous.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know if we would just go straight to gang territory.
And I think people started to catch on that in reality... Even though it's supposed to be fun, it's dangerous as fuck. It was like a more adult version of, like, Pokemon Go. Because remember when people were getting hit by cars and stuff? Playing that game? Or, like, playing it while driving? And it was just really dangerous. And it's like, of course, they come out with some other thing that makes you go out and go to, you know, places that you probably shouldn't be. In certain times of the day or night, and, like, you know, it's dangerous. So I feel like that's a big part of why it's not popular now.
So popular.
I'm so sorry for yawning. I'm super fucking tired.
These motherfuckers found a body in a suitcase on Randonautica. They went to the beach. They sent us to a part of the beach, and they found a black suitcase with that's body freaky parts in it. That shit was crazy. That was probably, like, the craziest thing.
I know, that scarred them for life.
Yeah. And then there was the little girl who was talking about, what happened? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I hope they don't do none of that, like, I don't know. I don't know if I could come across it right now. But I don't want them to put any copyrighted music in there.
To see where it would take us and what we could possibly find. So the first place it took us was down this road and to this abandoned house right here. It actually wanted us to go to the backyard. But we didn't think that'd be a good idea. Just
that's scary
because
as fuck.
There were private property signs and no trespassing. And we actually wanted to open up those black trash bags right there, but we were really scared to. But we might go back and see what's in them. And in the window right there, we could actually see a bunch of writing on the walls, but we couldn't really tell what it said. We just got really weird vibes from it and felt like we were being watched the entire time.
Stop. Let me say something. Because that's one of the things. They give you these coordinates, you go there, and people, they be talking about people, be stalking people from the app and shit. And it's like, if you pull up to an abandoned place like that, the people who probably reside in that area or know about that area and know that nobody comes down here. So when somebody goes down there, they own you. They got you.
You really think?
I don't know. It's just a thought.
It's a scary thought.
It's very scary. So, look.
Would
you have gone behind the abandoned house?
No, I wouldn't have even gotten up.
Were you guys brave enough? Would y'all have gone behind the house? Let's see what happens.
It actually took us to that little shed in the back right there. Mm-hmm. So who knows what we could have found?
Oh, nope. Can't do that. We set our intention on dog, right? So it says a tractor. How many intention-driven quantum points would you like to look for? Dog. That is not a valid number. It's your number from 1 to 22. Choose your entropy source for the quantum random number generator. Choose Australian National University, ANU, if unsure. Okay, so they put ANU. Wait a minute. It will take a while, right? So, they did that hella fast. It was like they showed the location hella quickly. It was like a 3-minute walk, like 1 minute away driving. Right? Or 4 minutes. So the location, the second location, cool. There was a fucking dog. There's two dogs sitting outside, but they're like stuffed dogs. That was crazy. So.
That's hella scary.
That was hella scary.
Why?
Yo, like a stuffed dog. Or like a ceramic dog in someone's yard, like two of them. That's okay.
Hypeness for this.
That was incredible. We decided to try Randonautica today, right? Our manifestation was a story we can tell. So they're already like in the woods, whatever. That's already a bad sign. It took us to a few weird places, but nowhere too out of the ordinary. Okay. We saw a pretty cool lightning storm and heard some coyotes. Okay, turn around. We're still, like, in a trail. Later in the night, we were taken to a green beam of light shooting out of the forest. They're in their car, they're pulling up. It looks like a house. It's like thunderstorm. What is that? They're on a street. Kept driving to get our coordinates and found a gate that led to a dirt road, but got freaked out and tried to drive away. While I'm trying to turn around, I smashed my car into a wall we couldn't see. Oh, so that's what happened. That's weird. So it's like they were driving and then they were just driving, because I saw the street sign, and out of nowhere, that was it. So I guess the boys got in a crash. Anyways, got stranded on the side of the road in the middle of a storm, so I have no idea what the green beam was, and what was behind the gate. So, I hope they're not putting this stupid song over it. Let's see.
So I think I'm gonna go into the trail over there and then loop my way back around to over there where I need to be.
So why do all these random knots look like they the same spot? It looks like a park sort of, you know, like if you walk too far out of the park, you end up in the forest, right?
Yeah. Type deal.
So that's where it leads them.
But then everything got weird when I actually got to the spot.
Oh my gosh.
So I think I'm gonna go into the trail over there.
We might have to pause it.
Where I need to be.
Sorry, guys.
It's like another like 100 feet that way. Okay, so I'm here.
100 feet into the deep dark forest.
Why are you in the forest for yourself?
Kind of freaking me out.
With an AirPod and a Fiji water.
That clearing right there is like a perfect circle. So, and then literally up.
When she hit the mic, I thought somebody was attacking her.
It's literally hailing.
Wait, what happened?
Hailing.
Literally up until like.
But it's like, that's not a big deal.
It's literally hailing. What the fuck?
fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? I fucked something up. I fucked up, guys. I don't know what I did, but I fucked up the universe.
How did you fuck up the universe? Alright, that might be copyright infringement, so I'll cut that out. So they're walking to, like, these old bricks, past these old bricks, to a log cabin. Now they're looking at the log cabin. It's completely shut off, and its number is 666.
Oh, hell no.
We tried to rent a Nautica app, so they are in the woods. There's chairs and stuff. Just a bunch of random stuff. Looks like people be out there. Those look like human bones. Mm-hmm. yeah, that was wild. That's scary as fuck.
The suitcase one?
Yeah, so this is the suitcase incident. Randonautica sent us this part of the beach, and we found this black suitcase. We're joking that maybe the suitcase would have money. They're zooming in on it. They open it with a stick. And as soon as I opened, the smell was overwhelming. And they're all on their phones. They're filming it. They're like, what the hell? The girl almost fell off the rocks. They called the popos. You know, fire department pulled up. And it's the boy. He's in front of the Seattle.gov. And he's like, oh, we found a dead body. It's the story about them finding a body. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. My friend and I went random nutting. Okay. Boy and a girl with their little mask on. What was that, though? What was that? It was like a... Is that like a picture? Sitting in front of a pole?
Hmm.
Is that like a picture of a dog or something?
Yeah.
Yep, picture of a dog in a pole. So the map led us to this sketchy beach 10 minutes behind the hill. Okay. You ripped a hole in your pants. You're trying to show us your wiener. Things started to get really weird. They're behind the hill. My phone started glitching. And they're pointing it into this tunnel. Then a boat with three men in masks started coming towards us.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, what if they have guns? Let's go. Let's go. I'm creeped out. Let's start walking. Vanna, that's fucking creepy. Realized they were coming faster.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they're coming faster. He's with the girl. And that was the end of that story. Let's see.
That was the most terrifying experience ever. We started out, we were like, hey, let's manifest water. We want to see water. It gives us a location 1 minute away to a fucking water hydrant. The dot is on a water hydrant. We're like, okay, fine. That's what a chance. Next, we try a toilet. We're like, we really want to see a toilet. We go to this location in our area. We're like, there's no toilet. There's no bathroom. There's a sign that says no dogs peeing or pooping. And it's two pictures of dogs peeing and pooping. We're like, okay, fine. We do it again. We're like, let's try it again. Maybe it gets worse. We do a red convertible. We go to the back darkest neighborhood that it gives us, and there's a red wheelbarrow tipped over. There's no wheelbarrows here. Like, fine, comment, like, say, like, that's rare, whatever. We turn the car, there's a red Prius in the driveway. Fourth location, we're like, let's do something crazy. Let's try a boat, something really specific. It gives us a location at the back of two different courts under the dot exactly. We drive
did
up.
Did he take
there's
something?
A giant boat trailer and a boat.
Did they all take something?
They took some E and went random nutting.
And I saw it on TikTok, and of course I had to give it a try. It gives you a random location based off of where
why
you are.
Why do they all
and
talk so fast?
It literally gave us the middle
TikToks
of the
TikToks are so short. You have to learn to read and talk hella fast.
Cool. That's why the app's not for me.
They have a merry-go-round thing? Okay, this is really scary. Why is it making this noise?
So they're on a merry-go-round. Him and his friend. I guess it led them to a park, and they're playing on the merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm. Audrey, is there anything else interesting over here?
It just scares me that this point of energy, you know what that means, right? It's haunted.
We're in the very middle of the field. Do you see anything interesting? All I see are my twinkle toes. There's a barrel. Should we go look at it? What is this?
A barrel.
Oh, it's a minion!
Oh my god, it's Kevin! It's Kevin! Thanks, Rando Nodding. We found Kevin.
Wow.
The kite. Right now, and we are manifesting. What are we doing?
Red and yellow.
Red and yellow. We'll see how it turns out. What the fuck?
Wow, that's crazy. Moon,
red and yellow. Right. Point number two. We are manifesting butterflies. So it brought us to these trails, and we've lived in this town for like what? Our whole fucking lives, and we had no idea there were trails here. So when we said butterflies, we meant like iridescent colors, so stay tuned.
Like, we were not that far.
So she keeps zooming in, and the point keeps getting farther away. We did find this pond, though, and as we were walking, I got a call from an unknown number, so that was weird. Yup, and literal bones. Literal bones.
It's like a human pelvis. Not a human pelvis,
is, like, covered it's like in a fur. Like, all of this is fur.
Or chicken.
So I just really made a really like difficult life decision to give up my dream school, like my top tier dream school that I got into, and to go to my state school just because of Corona and stuff. Whole ordeal, doesn't matter. But I decided to go rando nighting. You know, that whole trend that's going on TikTok.
Didn't we see this already?
And I went with the intent to, you know, get closure to make sure that I like made the right decision. And by the way, the decision is to go to Kansas University. And let me show you where I fucking, what. So I got taken to this weird-ass park. You know, weird. And at first I saw this horse, I'm like, what the fuck? Why? But a KU is literally carved into the grass.
Wow.
So me and my boyfriend.
Okay, so we can just stop it here.
Yeah.
So overall, what are our thoughts on why it's not popular anymore?
Because of the bad rap it's gotten.
Okay. In the past.
Bad rap.
So we're gonna wrap it up here. Well, as always, thank you so much for joining us today for Smokeout Saturdays, and stay tuned for the rest of our podcast episodes coming up next week, and we hope that you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend, and hopefully have a wonderful start to your week coming up. And let's take this last bong hit together and take a nap. Cheers.
Yep. Cheers. Everyone, go take a nap. You deserve it.
Yep. Bye, guys. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.